Ever wondered how that quirky chocolate bar or addictive popped chip made its way from someone's kitchen to grocery shelves nationwide? Behind every successful food product lies a fascinating story of hustle, innovation, and perseverance. We're living in a golden age of food entrepreneurship, a time when consumers willingly pay premium prices for products with authentic stories and clean ingredients. Small producers can now build multi-million dollar brands without traditional corporate backing, transforming their culinary passions into thriving businesses that change how America eats. The journey isn't easy, but for those willing to embrace both creativity and business savvy, the rewards can be extraordinary. When college sweethearts Maddie D'Amato and Alex Hasseluk launched Love Grown Foods, they strategically chose shelf-staple granola over perishable products for national scalability. Despite their youth, they approached their venture professionally, investing in quality packaging and proper barcodes from the start. Landing placement in 80 King Superstores became their breakthrough moment, though they were unprepared. Their strategy was simple: secure sales first, build infrastructure later. This meant 9 grueling months of 20-hour days, hand-mixing ingredients overnight before heading out to promote their product. Their success hinged on what Alex called Maddie magic, her authentic passion for transforming America's food system. At 22, she became an exceptional salesperson through genuine belief in their mission. Similarly, mothers Shanann Swanson and Leanne Weintraub created Tasty to counter sugar-filled commercial baby food options. They invested months developing their brand's core attributes with a strategist: genuine, all organic, and fun. Their distinctive turquoise packaging stood out among traditional organic products, establishing a unique blend of sustainability and playfulness. When Tasty pivoted from frozen baby food to organic fruit snacks, their strong brand identity transferred naturally. Their success stemmed from solid brand foundations and targeted PR strategy focused on key influencers. When Zach Zaidman witnessed toxic pesticides being sprayed over Costa Rican communities, he created Copali Organics to build markets for humanely produced foods. His journey shows how even mission-driven businesses must create products consumers want to buy repeatedly. After landing a major Whole Foods order, Copali discovered their initial banana vinegar wasn't generating repeat purchases. They pivoted to single-serve exotic dried fruits and chocolate treats, earning nationwide Whole Foods checkout placement. By 2011, they recognized that selling both dried fruits and chocolate was diluting their brand. While fruits were seen as overpriced commodities, their chocolates succeeded as premium impulse purchases. They strategically focused solely on chocolate, positioning them as healthy, sustainable treats. Successful products solve specific consumer problems, encourage repeat purchases, and occupy distinct market positions that larger competitors haven't claimed. Phil Anson's journey from selling homemade burritos to building Evil Foods reveals key scaling lessons. His first major hurdle came when a USDA inspector required certified facilities and extensive documentation for wholesale meat products. His schedule became grueling, 100-hour work weeks starting at 4 a.m. as he single-handedly managed cooking, deliveries, and inventory 6 days a week. After 6 years, Phil recognized fresh wholesale's limitations. Food safety costs, distribution issues, and short shelf life restricted growth. His pivot to frozen burritos, using individually quick freezing techniques, solved the texture problems common in frozen Mexican food. Though skilled in manufacturing, Phil needed financial and marketing expertise. Partnering with Bare Naked Granola veterans provided these capabilities. After rebranding to Evil, distribution expanded from 1,000 to 7,000 stores within a year. Phil's candid advice: everything is going to take twice as long as you think it will, cost twice as much, and cause 5 times more brain damage than you ever thought possible. Mary Waldner's journey from celiac disease sufferer to founder of Mary's Gone Crackers shows how manufacturing challenges can become competitive advantages. After creating popular rice and quinoa crackers, she faced the hurdle of mass production. Traditional bakery equipment wouldn't work without gluten's elasticity, leading Mary to explore unconventional solutions, including adapting cosmetics industry machinery. This created a unique manufacturing process competitors couldn't easily copy. When co-packers rejected her honey and maple syrup recipes as impossible, Mary persisted until finding a small pizza crust company as a partner. She and her husband Dale grew operations from one employee to 20, eventually expanding into their own 50,000 square foot facility. A 2012 national Costco deal required tripling production capacity. Mary's Gone Crackers now produces cookies, pretzels, and baking crumbs, all gluten-free, nut-free, vegan, and organic. Mary sees her celiac diagnosis as an opportunity that revealed a whole world of amazing ingredients, leading to a business that sold over 8 million boxes in 10,000 stores. Her manufacturing challenges became the moat protecting her market position. Justin Gold's journey from homemade nut butter experiments to a multi-million dollar business shows how strategic equity distribution can fuel growth with limited cash. After creating popular flavored nut butters, which he labeled "Do Not Touch" to deter roommates, Justin saw market potential. He contacted local food entrepreneurs from grocery product labels, turning brief interviews into mentoring relationships. Their guidance helped him develop a business plan that raised $150,000 from family and friends. For 2 years, Justin balanced waiting tables full-time while making peanut butter and selling at farmers markets. His persistence earned him placement in 15 Whole Foods stores. His innovative single-serving squeeze packets initially failed as energy packs. Rather than abandon the idea, he repositioned them alongside regular products as sample sizes. Sales took off. With $1 million in sales but limited cash, Justin built his team through equity compensation. He attracted experienced executives and employees with a combination of modest salaries and company ownership. This strategy motivated the team through shared ownership. This equity-focused approach helped grow the company to 1.5 million jars and 30 million squeeze packets annually, sold in over 10,000 locations. The journey from kitchen experiment to national brand starts with solving real problems people care about. Kara Golden launched Hint Water after discovering the chemicals in her family's drinks. When her fruit-infused water gained popularity with other parents, she realized she was creating an entirely new beverage category, a simple upgrade from plain water. Keith Belling created Pop Chips after struggling with his guilty fried chip habit. When healthier alternatives disappointed, he developed a method to pop potatoes using heat and pressure, creating chips that were both tasty and better for you. Through strategic sampling and an influencer campaign targeting 2,500 connected New Yorkers, Pop Chips grew from $6.5 million to nearly $100 million in 4 years. What unites successful food entrepreneurs is their personal connection to the problems they're solving. They create solutions to challenges they've experienced firsthand, and their authentic purpose resonates with consumers. While the path from kitchen dream to market reality demands relentless hustle and strategic thinking, the opportunity to transform how America eats remains powerful.